This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from the Petros USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on Your Mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Hennin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, here's what I tell everyone. I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place. For the stars and stripes.
Uh-huh. Yes, sir.
And the eagle flies.
What's on your mind? Crank it up for another hour, ladies and gentlemen. How are ya?
Big old land with count.
We're brought to you by our friends at MyPillow. When's the last time you went shopping at MyPillow.com or MyStore.com? An anniversary coming up, birthdays in the family. Want to do something nice for the kids at college? MyPillow.com is the place to do it. Everybody loves getting a gift from MyPillow, I'm telling you. They got that new MyPillow 2.0 on a buy one, get one deal right now. The slippers are $49.98 with the promo code SCOTT. And they have a 20th anniversary limited edition MyPillow now for $27.88. It's a king size. I'm sorry, queen size, $27.88. Normally $70 now for $34.88. It's a great deal. 3-in-1 sales going on. 6-piece towel set, $39.99. The luxurious Giza Dream Sheets as low as $29.98. MyPillow.com. Help a patriot. Help a warrior. Help this employee-owned company survive the onslaught they've taken. Every bit as much as Donald Trump has been poured at Mike Lindell. It's unbelievable. And what's his mission in life? To make sure elections are secure. Oh, my gosh, how dare you want elections to be secure? That's his crime. That's his sin. It's unbelievable. So we got to have his back. Use the promo code SCOTT at MyPillow.com or call 800-506-9028. Tom in Jamestown, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Tom.
Get in. Yeah, you had said that you were looking for someone to call that would have some examples of how our congressional delegation had made promises and then backed down on their promises. I think I have a couple of them here.
Okay.
All right.
Lay them on.
Kelly Armstrong, he's promised to... All right. Kelly Armstrong, he promised to be a very strong pro-life advocate. For the most part, he was until he voted for gay marriage, to legitimize gay marriage. So that's for him. And then a good example, very, very good example with Kevin Cramer and John Hoeven is their vote on the infrastructure bill. The infrastructure bill added to our deficit. And they had both been pretty strong advocates about reducing the deficit. When they had a chance to do it, to vote against the infrastructure bill, they did not do that. And that was a big, big mistake. And in my opinion, that was a very, very good example of them backing down from their promises.
Yeah, and by the way, I have a little different view of both of those cases, but it doesn't mean when you believe you have a promise and then you don't get what you want that you don't hold them accountable. So I applaud you, for Tom, for bringing that up. And did we lose Tom? We lost Tom. Sorry. Not sure how that happened. We lost two lines there, didn't we? Something. Yeah, so you want to check that out, Daniel? Something wrong with the phones there because we had lines stacked up. Had Mark Lauder called yet, by the way? Okay, we're still waiting to hear from Mark Lauder from Trump World, but we got plenty to talk about, so it's no worries. Anyway, to finish on Tom, sorry you got cut off, Tom. There was some kind of a glitch going on here, and if you were in line, call back, 701-271-1100, 701-271-1100. Kelly Armstrong, you said, Tom, campaign as a pro-life advocate. It's a true statement. Then you say he violated that by voting for gay marriage. I think it is fair to say Kelly Armstrong voted for something that could be fairly called in favor of gay marriage. He would push back and say, you want the federal government defining marriage? Why would we want government defining marriage? What I'm doing is making sure this goes closest to the people, and the states do this. So, not to mention, I don't know how you connect the dots between pro-life and gay marriage. Seems like a different, all important. I'm not dismissing any of them, but pledging to be pro-life and then voting for gay marriage seems like apples and oranges. One thing that I don't believe that Senator Hoeven or Senator Cramer have done well is explain the difference between the so-called Inflation Reduction Act, which had infrastructure in it that isn't traditional infrastructure. It's a bunch of garbage from the Green New Deal. That was not an infrastructure bill. It was the everything bill is what it was. It was give us everything and the kitchen sink too. John Hoeven and Kevin Cramer did not vote for that. That passed with all Democratic votes. That did not happen. Now, the infrastructure bill that Senator Hoeven and Senator Cramer not only voted for, but were actively involved in negotiating it, was actually infrastructure. Half of it was the highway bill, which hadn't been done forever, and cities and counties and states rely on those fundings to fix roads. That's why you're seeing so much road construction this year, because they finally passed the dang thing. But it's actual infrastructure. Roads and ports and you know, what we've typically always called infrastructure. That was a bipartisan bill. I think 19 or 20 Republicans voted for that, and a few Democrats got across the finish line. Most important thing you need to know about the actual infrastructure bill is that it was paid for. It didn't add one penny to the deficit. Now, I think Senator Cramer and Senator Hoeven could do a better job of explaining that so people know, because I hear this all the time. They voted for the infrastructure bill. They didn't vote for the monstrosity that added the trillions and trillions of debt. They voted for a package which, by the way, you can like this or not like this. Daniel, the lines are lighting up again here, bud. I see. Okay. You can like this or not like this, but the reason Joe Manchin, Kristen Sinema, swing votes in the Senate that are Democrats, voted in favor of the infrastructure bill was to hope they would peel off one of those two votes and that they would have killed the monstrosity Inflation Reduction Act. So it was a little bit of chess. Now they lost. Why'd they lose? Because Joe Manchin still voted for the big thing. Why did Joe Manchin vote for it? Because he was told he was going to get what he wanted to get from Joe Biden. And guess what? Joe Biden lied to him. And now Joe Manchin is furious. He got played. So I would argue the chess match on the part of Hoeven and Cramer and the Republicans that voted for the infrastructure bill was worthy of trying to save us from that monstrosity. Unfortunately, Joe Manchin caved and went back. So I just want you to be clear on that. Daniel, would you do me a favor and let Mr. Lauder know that we have a break coming up here? And rather than start the interview with a minute till a break, I'd rather we chat with him after the break if we can. Tom in Jamestown, what's on your mind, Tom?
Well, this is Tom that initiated your conversation here.
Oh, yeah, you got cut off. You got cut off. Did you hear?
Absolutely. Yeah, I heard what you said, Scott, but there is positively no way that you can say that they aren't too separate things, and that they would both contribute to the debt and deficit. The infrastructure bill contributed to the debt and deficit. There is no question about that.
Not the first one.
Most
not
the Republicans realize that. Did not. Well, come on now. $1.2 trillion is $1.2 trillion. If you don't vote for it, you don't spend $1.2 trillion. That gets added to the debt and deficit. We borrowed 25%.
Here's how they paid for it. Tom, here's how they paid for it.
No.
One half of it was the Highway Trust Fund, which is every time you
paid for it. I debated Kevin Cramer on it. He lost.
Okay, Tom, you're saying that it was not paid for, and it was $1.5 trillion. Where you're right is to say the $1.5 trillion could have been paid on something else, but I'm telling you, two things happened. One, they said, there's money sitting in a kitty that you haven't spent for COVID. We're going to claw that back. You can't sit on that pot of money. That's going to pay for half of it. The other half of it is paid for by you and I when we fill up our gas in the federal gas tax. So the $1.5 trillion was paid for. Now, could they have used it for something else? Could they have applied it to the debt? Absolutely. But you can't say it added to the debt because it didn't. That's just a fact. Doesn't mean you have to be for it, but that's the fact. And I got a deal for you. All month long at PetroServe USA, buy a coffee mug, get $2 off, and you'll have free coffee for the life of the mug. Unbelievable deal. Motor oil, regularly $29.99, $19 for 15W40 gallons. Quarts are $6, regular $8.99. Check mix are 99 cents. King size candy bars are $1.39. And Pop Tarts for 59 cents. Those deals and many more at a PetroServe USA near you.
PetroServe USA.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming October auctions include 320 acres of cropland in Clay and Wilton County, 750 acres of crop and pasture land in Rolette County, 1,500 acres in Botno County, 1,000 acres in Ward and McHenry Counties, and thousands of acres of crop, pasture, and hunting land in Slope, Golden Valley, Billings, Stark, Bowman, and Hedinger Counties in North Dakota at Piper's annual Western North Dakota Land Auction event. View all land and equipment auctions at pipers.com.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
On your mind. Back to your calls in just a second here, but I want to chat with Mark Lauder, gentleman I met on the campaign trail. As Donald Trump was crisscrossing the nation, promising to drain the swamp. And as we found, that is one tough job, ladies and gentlemen. Who would argue, by the way, that Donald Trump didn't try his living best to drain the swamp? But did he drain the swamp? No. He didn't. Made a down payment on it. That's where I think we have to take our expectations and match them with reality. That's all I'm saying. And when it comes to this food fight over Matt Gaetz and Kevin McCarthy. Because, well, I'm going to ask our next guest about this. He's much more well-versed at these topics than I am, and we're also going to talk about the New York trial of Donald Trump. This gentleman, Mark Lauder, former special assistant to President Trump and America First Policy Institute, Chief Communications Director Mark Lauder. Welcome back, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Wonderful. We've had a robust morning here of calls, and we're going to take some more as we go throughout the day here today. But the majority of people are honestly glad Gaetz did what he did and defending it because they said, we're tired of waiting. Do you think Matt Gaetz did the right thing here?
Well, I disagreed with it for the simple fact that it takes the focus and debate off of our true opponent, which is Joe Biden. And whether it's on a debate stage or whether it's in the halls of Congress, we've got to keep our focus on the true opponent, which is the radical left and Joe Biden and the policies that are failing America. And I think it's important, and look, I get it, you know, but it's important for folks to remember we control only one of the three levers of government that you need.
Nobody wants to hear that, though. They don't care. It's amazing. I agree with you. It's reality. I agree with you. It's like, okay, and by the way, a larger block in the House Republican caucus is from Biden districts than are from Trump districts. You know, so you've got, in other words, we've got a slim majority, right? 5-6 votes, whatever it is. Well, there's 20 House Republicans that came, 5 of them from New York, I think, which Kevin McCarthy helped push across the finish line, that come from Biden districts. So that's a reality, too, isn't it, Mark?
Absolutely. I mean, look, we are a big tent party. And, you know, and we have, you know, ultra MAGA, and we have, you know, which I don't consider to be a slam, you know, or any kind of, you know, negative. But then we have very close suburban districts that have gone back and forth, and we need all of them to be able to govern. We need to pick up more of them. We need to flip Senate seats so we don't have to deal with Chuck Schumer and the Senate. We need to flip the White House so we can actually get a president who's going to put America first. But right now, it doesn't matter what the House sends over there. The Senate's not either going to do anything with it or they're going to send it back. So at some point, especially on some of these items, and yes, there are times when you send that over, we think it's the best deal we can get. And I'm reminded by that old adage from Ronald Reagan, you know, if someone's 80% your ally, doesn't mean they're 20% your enemy.
We're not living in a time when grassroots conservatives buy into that. I mean, the reason they aren't is because they see Republican majorities in the past where nothing was done with it, where it was squandered. So they're done.
I agree with that. I think that's one of the big reasons why Donald Trump was elected in 2016. I think it's one of the big reasons why he's going to be, you know, our nominee again. And because people want action. And I've long said that the reason why Donald Trump was elected in 2016 was because the people from both sides had been lied to by politicians from both sides of the aisle for 20 years. That we were going to get tough with China. We were going to renegotiate NAFTA. We were going to protect American manufacturing jobs. We were, you know, we were going to move the embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. I mean, time after time after time, you had politicians on the campaign trail from both parties saying, you put me in the White House and I'll get this done. And none of them ever did it. And they finally threw their hands up and said, I want the guy, you know, whose most famous phrase is, you're fired if you don't do what I want you to do. And so we got in there and we got to work doing those things. And we need to get back to doing it. But the answer is not fighting with each other because we all agree on the policy. There's no disagreement in the policy. The question is, how fast can we move? How fast can we get it done? And well,
it seems to me you're voicing almost identical to what the president put on True Social about all this, right? I mean, President Trump does not think Max Gaetz was right to do this, does he?
No, he disagreed with it for the same reason. Now, again, it doesn't mean that, you know, that we don't disagree with individual things, but you got to get the best deal that you can get. And you got to keep the process moving forward. And I wish I could snap my fingers and pass a law out of the House of Representatives that doesn't need the Senate, doesn't need the President, but that's not how it works. And so the key is that we keep the fire, we keep the fight. We take 90%. It doesn't mean that we give up the other 10%. It means that we continue campaigning for it. It means we continue fighting for it. It means we continue demanding it from our leaders. But don't throw away the 90% because you can't get the final 10.
I read the Washington Post this morning and about died because Ruth Marcus, who's a liberal columnist and actually the associate editor for the Washington Post, wrote a piece that says, does the New York fraud case against Trump go too far? I mean, when the liberals recognize the overreach here, wow, what the heck is happening here? What do you make of that?
Well, I mean, come on. This case is so bad it makes night court look like the Supreme Court. A judge who believes, and look, I've been to Mar-a-Lago many times, and a judge who believes that Mar-a-Lago is worth $18 million, you know, he should be randomly drug tested. Because I looked on Zillow over the weekend, found a single-family house, not a massive club, fraction of the size, fraction of the acreage. Mar-a-Lago actually goes from the intercoastal waterway all the way across the peninsula to or island over to the Atlantic Ocean. This property didn't do that, and it was valued at $54 million. So if Mar-a-Lago is only worth $18 million, if I win the Powerball this weekend, then you can bet I'm going to put an offer in because that's a steal.
It doesn't matter. It's just a never-ending quest to take this man down and take his business down now, and
to put it into common sense terms, I mean, what homeowner, when they thought about putting their house on the market, doesn't think that it's probably worth more than maybe the realtor does? And what same homeowner has not gotten their property tax assessment and looked at it and go, how on earth did the government think my property is worth that much?
Exactly right.
It's the exact same thing, and now they're turning it into a crime.
Unbelievable. Is the president going to continue to show up for this? I understand I heard this. I couldn't believe it. But this is going to last till December, they predict?
I don't think that's where it was originally slated. I don't think it's going to take that long. I'm sure he'll be there quite often, and he'll be out there fighting that case tooth and nail because this is just ludicrous. And the American people can see it. I mean, they just see it with their eyes about how weak this case is. I mean, when a liberal judge throws 80% of it out on the first day because Letitia James can't figure out what the statute of limitations is, I mean, it just tells you what a joke this is.
By the way, next time you see the president, slap him on the back from all his friends in North Dakota and say, he finally got Joe Biden to agree we need a wall. What an accomplishment. It took a while.
That took 6 years, didn't it?
Come on. Now we're going to build a wall. Well, how about that? If you had to pick one thing that Donald Trump was most mocked on, it was building the wall. And on day one, they shut it down, wasted all kinds of money, let steel just sit there, sell it for pennies on the dollar, and now the guy wants to build the wall. What if that has anything to do with the election? Unbelievable. Mark Lauder, keep up the great work. Thanks a bunch. Watt from Bismarck, you're next.
We're talking estate planning with Mark Wagner, ND Estate Services. Mark, what are the deciding factors when people determine their estate plans?
Scott, age, marital status, and even wealth are not a determining factor when it comes to setting up your estate plan. The determining factor is, number one, if you don't want to have any court oversight of any titleable assets or any numbered accounts, you need to consider the benefits of a revocable living trust to have a private, peaceful settlement for your family each and every time, guaranteed.
That avoids probate, but it also minimizes taxes, doesn't it?
It does minimize taxes. The kids all receive a stepped-up basis on your investments and also on your personal titleable property that's been properly funded into the trust. Absolutely.
Call Mark to find out more at 701-318-0908, 318-0908, ndestateservices.com in Minnesota and North Dakota. Mark Wagner. Thanks, Mark.
USA News Update. House Republicans scrambling to find a new speaker after Kevin McCarthy was voted out of the role this week. Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan and House Majority Leader Steve Scalise of Louisiana both have launched their bids for the job. The House currently on recess and a speaker election set for next Wednesday. As thousands walk off the job at Kaiser Permanente across the country, the company says they have made preparations for the strike. If need be, it will bring in continued contingent workers. However, patients should expect some rescheduling for non-emergency and elective services. 400 more Ford workers in Michigan being told to not report to work today due to the UAW strike. Ford said those layoffs are not a lockout. Corey Myers, USA News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
I found a love for me. Well, darling, just dive right in and follow my lead. Well, I found a girl.
Love that song. Ed Sheeran, who
beautiful and sweet.
Did a rendition of this song, Perfect Sympathy, with Andrew Bocelli. And it is...
when we fell in love, not knowing what.
Back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you by PetroServe USA today. The home cooking and the grab-and-go convenience is on. How about this deal? Go into any PetroServe USA today and buy a PetroServe USA coffee mug. They take $2 off the price, and you get coffee free for the life of the mug. Can't make that up. It's a good reason to go there. Buy any size fountain pop today for 79 cents as well. Also, the home cooking and grab-and-go convenience are on. Let's see, Castleton, now open in Castleton. Wapperton's coming soon, too. Breaking ground down there. So, PetroServe USA is growing. And they have a beautiful new location in Castleton where today they are serving lasagna for lunch. Chicken fettuccine on 45th, tater tot hot dish in Yulin, chicken fried steak in Glendon, Salisbury steak downtown Fargo, scallop, potatoes, and ham at 12th and I-29, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Tater tot hot dish or stuffed cabbage bowl rolls today. Tater tot hot dish or stuffed cabbage rolls. That's what we call home cooking. And Harwood has southern chicken bowls today. PetroServe USA, grab and go convenience, but it's home cooking. Rod and Bismarck, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Thanks for waiting.
Oh, good morning, Scott. I was going to say that last commercial, you get me hungry for lunch. I love Marlago's comments regarding Marlago, especially the drug testing. But what I was going to comment on was just that for valuation of property, there are a lot of purposes to value property. There are different principles that are applied depending on the nature of the property, as well as whether you're valuing it for sale, for property taxes, for insurance, for loans, or even for an estate purpose. But at any rate, for commercial property, which is what you're dealing with in Donald Trump's case in New York, you're dealing with the income stream, what kind of rental money is being generated by those properties, and you're also looking at comparable properties, which I think is exactly what Mark Lauder made a point of regarding Mar-a-Lago, that, hey, you compare it to any other properties in the area, this thing is worth a hell of a lot more than it is. But the valuation principles, when they're applied in each one of those cases, as I mentioned, depending on if it's a government agency who's valuing it, whether it be a county or a state, you're dealing with different principles in each case. But in the case of the New York situation, exactly, the problem there is that Donald Trump made a point about a disclaimer, which is appropriate in this, any case of property valuation. He came up with the values. It's up to the parties that he's dealing with, in the case of banks, real estate companies, whatever, as far as the potential value of those properties. They have to look at it themselves, and they have to apply principles themselves to those property valuations. So in this case, there are no victims. There is nothing but a scam here, as far as I'm concerned, as far as the the state attorney general's concerned. They are just out to get Donald Trump, and that's the end of it. I mean, that's the whole problem, is that the valuation principles would apply properly. There's no way that this judge or this, you know, attorney general should have brought this case, because there is no case.
And, you know, that's something, by the way, you have a great way of explaining this, because I learned a lot in that process, and this is what I want people to realize. I think the hate Trump at all cost crowd, they just, you know, hey, good, how about another one? You know, how about another one? And really, this is a banana republic. This is what they do in banana republics. You know, this is Venezuela. This is, you know, corrupt Ukraine. It's unbelievable that we're watching this happen. And people are cheering for it, when, as you say, the facts tell you something, a very different story. The one thing I always thought when I heard about this, for one, these banks have all been paid back with interest. I mean, there's no bank going, hey, you owe me money because, you know, we got stiffed on a deal because you said it was worth more than it was and you sold it for less. Nobody's saying that.
Yeah, there are no victims. There are no victims in this case at all.
And not to mention, you've got to be horribly naive if you think a loan is given for Trump Tower without some independent work being done on the valuation or Mar-a-Lago or anything else. I mean, that's another great point. All the disclaimer says, here's what I think it's worth. You tell me whether I'm right or wrong, and you don't get a loan until they confirm what you said, right?
And you also won't, yes, and you also won't get a loan up to the full market value of the property either. There will be some banking principles applied, as far as the banks will have criteria, and they will say, I may only loan 80% of what I think the market value is on that. They're not going to risk up to the full market value. So, again, the loans that, and as you point out, they were paid back, but, again, they're not going to loan the full value of the property.
Well said. Appreciate the call, Rod. Thanks for the education.
No problem. Thank you.
You bet. Take care. Rod Bismarck. Appreciate that very much. John Hinderrocker is here from the Center of the American Experiment. And I want to switch gears here a little bit and talk a little bit about, you know, all this anger, which there's a lot of, and I understand. We're passionate. I'm passionate, too. We're all mad about the same things. We just differ a little bit on how we get there as it pertains to the Matt Gaetz move. We don't have the same level of anger about the amount of money school districts spend that greatly impact, the majority of which impact, our property taxes. Can you find anybody that thinks their property taxes are too low, they're too high? But we don't take the one opportunity to engage with the school board to do something about it. I'm going to put John Hinderrocker from the Center of the American Experiment on the couch for a moment. Why is that? Why are we as wrapped up as we are on $33 trillion in debt, which we need to be, but not about debts and deficits and the ways that schools can spend whatever they want, because we back them up. We just keep paying. We keep feeding the monster, John.
Scott, here's my diagnosis. There's nothing people care about more than their children. And there's nothing that we, putting aside our own children, there's nothing that we Americans care about more than the next generation. And so over the years, it has been very easy for the education establishment to keep coming back to the well, more money, more money, more money. It's for the kids. You know, do it for the kids. And the voters have stepped up to the plate and said, okay, you know, we want our kids to have the best possible education. But what has happened, Scott, and you know all about this, is that at the same time that our schools keep spending more money, more money, more money, we're not getting better results. On the contrary, we're getting worse results. The actual performance of our students is declining. And the more money we spend, the worse it gets. And this is why there's a movement all across the country of parents who are standing up and saying, wait a minute, time out. We don't like the way you're educating our children. What you're doing, it's all about, you know, having countless thousands of administrators, you know, soaking up money but doing God knows what. It's all about equity, and it's all about race, and it's all about diversity. We want our kids to be able to read and write, multiply and divide, and be able to compete in the world. And so this is the battle that's going on all across America. And Scott, and you've gotten involved in the Fargo schools, the Fargo School Board. You try to ask a few questions, you know, and you get told to sit down and be quiet.
Yeah, which By the way, the Center of the American Experiment put that up on their social media. That's got over 10,000 views now. So obviously this is touching a nerve with people that it's ridiculous. And, you know, honestly, I could understand why somebody would watch what I did and say, I'm not going to a school board meeting. That's the way you get treated. But we have to, John. We have to engage, don't we?
We do. And one easy way our listeners can engage is by going to AmericanExperimentND.org. That's American Experiment's North Dakota website. And we've got a page there, Tell Fargo Schools to Prioritize Academic Achievement. Because that's what parents want. That's what taxpayers want. We want top-notch schools, and we're not getting them. And there's good information on this page about spending and about results, about test results. And there's a nice email that you can send to the Fargo School Board politely telling them, we want educational excellence, not all the collateral stuff that you keep spending more and more money on.
So, yeah, John just made it easy for you. And by the way, the Center of the American Experiment has been at the forefront of this. Remember the battle over critical race theory? I mean, that was hidden in the, hushed halls of most administrative offices in school districts until it was exposed by the Center of the American Experiment on critical race theory. That was a good example of an awakening and grassroots events all across Minnesota and North Dakota, wasn't it?
Yeah, it absolutely is. We're fighting a battle right now on Minnesota's social studies standards, which, again, incorporate a bunch of critical race theory. The ethnic studies requirements that Minnesota's legislature has put in. And when they say ethnic studies, they're not talking about studying, you know, the Swedes and the Norwegians. You know, this is CRT under other verbiage, and it's all about racism, and it's all about hating America. And we have been blowing the lid off this.
White privilege and all their buzzwords. Yeah, it's amazing. A couple minutes left. I do want to ask you about some new polling I saw that matched up pretty well with the polling that the Center of the American Experiment did. Differences, I guess they went into battleground districts,
right,
and specifically asked voters, you know, where these Democratic members had been elected, you like what they're doing in the Congress. And it's astonishing how many people are ticked, John, isn't it?
Yeah, so they polled Minnesotans in I think, 24 battleground Minnesota House districts, and they asked some of the same questions we asked in our polling that was done right at the end of the legislative session, also some different questions. But they got very similar results. Minnesotans don't like what the legislature did in this last session. It was radical. It was over the top. Some of it was crazy. And most Minnesotans paid enough attention that they have figured that out. We see that on issue after issue.
Is it possible in Minnesota to get them to vote?
Well, we'll find out, won't we, Scott? I think so. You know, I think so. You know, in the 2022 election cycle, it was the liberals that were fired up. What were they fired up about? They were fired up about abortion. And in Minnesota, there was no other issue in the race. You know, the Republican candidates kept trying to talk about all kinds of things, the economy and education and energy, all kinds of things. And the Democrats, it was abortion, abortion, abortion. Well, they won. And now we have abortion in Minnesota up to and beyond, in some cases, the moment of birth. And so we'll see who's fired up in 2024. I got a feeling, Scott, that it's going to be conservatives who are you know, ready to come out to the poll and vote for some changes.
AmericanExperiment.org. Sign up for Thinking Minnesota. It's a great magazine. A lot of the same issues we're battling in North Dakota. And then also, as John said, AmericanExperimentND.org, great place to get engaged on the school board fight. It'll save you a trip and the brain damage that I got from going there and talking to them and having them not listen anyway, to know at least every one of those school board members are getting that email. So get to it, AmericanExperimentND.org. Get them to start prioritizing what our kids are learning, for crying out loud. Thanks, John. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Scott. Bye-bye.
16 till the top of the hour. When we come back, we need more nurses. What are we going to do about it? I've got an answer coming up.
From field to fuel, a story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know ethanol costs less than other octane sources, reducing the cost of gasoline at the pump? North Dakota's corn ethanol refineries produce biofuel with among the smallest carbon footprints in the nation. Two, making use of steam from fossil fuel power plants. Investments in carbon capture that will take advantage of North Dakota's unique geology look to shrink those footprints even more. Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. Yields increasing 25 to 42% in the last 20 years. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson and Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson and Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. If you go to hatandsons.com, you'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com, since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
In Minnesota, we work hard and we play hard. Not everyone has the time to follow important debates about health care, taxes, and our kids' education. But people we don't know are making decisions for us every single day. That's where Center of the American Experiment comes in. We research the tough issues facing Minnesota to find common sense solutions and give you a voice. Center of the American Experiment is Minnesota's think tank, and we're working hard to make Minnesota better for you.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I lost my shoes last night. I don't know where I put my keys. I was tired and fell asleep beneath an oak tree. I bet my mother's proud of me. From each scar upon my knuckle and each graze upon my knee. And all I know.
Back on What's On Your Mind, 11 before the top of the hour. I have a special guest in studio today. We haven't talked about it. It's such a busy show here. But Chris Larson has been showing him regularly on the live stream. If you're watching online, which you can watch at our Facebook page and social media and on Getter and all the places you can watch the show in addition to listening to the show. Kind of nice if you're in the office to just have a place to it. But, Chris, do you see Norman? He's right here. He has not left my side. He's wanted this. Norman is a golden retriever. He actually belongs to our son. And we're dog sitting because he's out making KTGO better. And that's Norman. So that's Norman you see on the screen. I thought you'd like that. Always better when you bring your dog to work. Any dog, even the ones your dog's sitting. So kind of fun. Big hit around the place here. 10 before the top of the hour on What's On Your Mind. Tomorrow we will be at the University of Mary. And we're there because they're having a really neat thing for the students, a chance to meet and greet Harold Hamm. And, of course, Harold Hamm is famous for one of the pioneers of fracking and horizontal drilling and made much of his fortune right here in North Dakota, but now, of course, in Texas and the Permian and Oklahoma. But he's America's oil and gas champion. He really has been. He wrote a book called Game Changer, Our 50-Year Mission to Secure America's Energy Independence. We're going to chat with him tomorrow on the program. Looking forward to that. And then also Dr. Peter McCullough is tomorrow from the University of Mary. So just a couple heads up on guests we'll have tomorrow on a fun Friday. Right now we're going to talk about something the world needs more of, and specifically we need more of here, North Dakota, western Minnesota, South Dakota, eastern Montana, nurses. The Associate Dean of Nursing and Professor of Nursing at the St. Gianna School of Health Sciences at the University of Mary joins us now, Dr. Billy Madler. Hello, Dr. Madler.
Oh, good morning.
Good morning. Nice to have you. We're going to talk a little bit about the Nursing Academy. How is UMary's Nursing Academy helping in this crisis?
Well, thank you for having me, Scott. The Nursing Academy is an incredible way that the University of Mary has been able to step forward with Sanford Health Bismarck and CHI St. Alexis Bismarck to help meet the nursing shortage we're facing across our state, in that we are able to offer 30 nursing students the opportunity to earn their Bachelor's of Science in Nursing in just 2.6 years tuition-free. And for that opportunity, those 30 graduates will live and work in North Dakota for 3 years at minimum after graduation.
So I heard two things there that I think are pretty extraordinary. One, you're a nurse in 2.6 years, and two, it's tuition-free.
Isn't that unbelievable?
That is unbelievable, and I think we just need to let that sink in a minute, because what would be typical, would you say, just rough numbers, of a nurse and tuition debt, and how long has it typically taken to have nurses in school?
Mm-hmm. Typically, to earn your bachelor's degree in nursing traditionally requires at minimum 4 years of time. In order for us to be able to prepare nurses in a shorter amount of time, we have not changed any of the rigor or the expectations in the program. The change we've made is that the students study year-round. And so instead of coming to campus in the fall and spring and then going home and, you know, maybe working as a barista or as a CNA or a lifeguard or something like that, they continue to stay on campus and study year-round, which then affords them to be able to graduate in a shorter amount of time. And higher ed, as you know, is the costs associated with higher ed are always under scrutiny. It is very expensive to earn an education. This opportunity is likely saving students upwards of $70,000 plus in tuition costs over the course of their program of study, which is a tremendous cost savings and incredible opportunity for young people to be able to earn their bachelor's degree in a high-demand field, serve a need in the health industry, and leave school debt-free.
This is why we love
Not
the University of Mary.
In a shorter amount of time.
That's why we love University of Mary, what you just described, that level of innovation meeting a need that's so critical right now. How do you select students quickly?
Sure. We have two waves that we'll be having. The first deadline is October 10th. We're coming up quick. The second is January 24th. Students apply to the University of Mary first, and once accepted, then are able to apply to the Nursing Academy. Those students then will be, their applications will be reviewed, and a number will be selected to come for an interview with a nursing faculty and a nurse leader from our partnering health organizations and provide us a short writing sample as well. From there, we'll be making selections for the 30 that will receive this opportunity. And, Scott, you have to know there's more to it. They also receive an all-expense-paid pilgrimage to Europe where they'll visit Italy, France, and Germany, and study the dignity of human life.
Phenomenal. That is just unbelievable. Great story. How do students apply quickly?
They can visit umary.edu, enroll, apply now. They can call the University of Mary and ask for an admissions rep, or they can contact me. My number is 701-355-8266.
Great story. Dr. Billy Madler from the University of Mary, thank you. Appreciate the story. God bless, folks. We'll see you tomorrow.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.